Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Gwyneth Paltrow.
The actress.
She's a 2-4 generator on the right angle cross of service in the quarter of duality, second color, left fixed, split definition. She has this conscious 1762 with the 62 also unconscious, and then an electromagnetic 5818, and then this conscious 34 57 10, and then the 34 and the 10 are also unconscious. That whole little configuration there of centering and integration.
My first impression was, what a bitch. My God, imagine a relationship with her. I mean, here she is, the right angle cross of service, but the service is in perfecting the perfect male and being the perfect female. You know, we have to evolve, we have to do better, we have to. And she's insatiable about organizing you and following her convictions. And, you know, it was like, whoa. She's really, I don't know how successful she's been in her relationships, or I know she has a new career, singing, I think.
Well, you know, actually it's not new. She comes from acting, directing parents, you know, so she wanted, her father said she always wanted to be an actor. And they actually didn't let her start acting till she was in college, but she's actually always been kind of singing along the way. So I don't think it's
Well, she's
such a
very
new thing.
acoustic. I mean, you know, with that integration and the acuteness, that 57th gate, that ear.
But you know, she has 7/3 lines and also 8/4 lines. And so I think this whole process of relationship for her, she's learned a lot. I mean, she was with Brad Pitt to begin with, and it
Oh,
was
yeah?
kind of this, you know, they were the most famous couple at that time. And I think she was shocked to find out what it was like, I think, to be, you know, in such a high profile couple, said things she probably wish she hadn't said. Then she was with Ben Affleck for a while. And then, you know, she met, and she's married to Chris Martin. You know, he's the lead singer for Coldplay. And they're married, they have a couple of kids.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually, in fact, you will, I don't think in all the research you'll do on Gwyneth Paltrow, will you find anybody that says that she's a bitch.
Really?
Okay, that is not her deal.
Well,
Now,
this is a strong person.
it's a very strong person, but I think what's interesting is this whole thing with the cross of service and the fact that she's got, you know, the 18-2 with terminal disease, this whole thing about the things that are spoiled, this ability to really have opinions about what's wrong. She did this movie called Shallow Hal in 2001, where she put on this fat suit, you know, like
Right.
25 pounds, played this whole thing out, and it's actually one of the movies that she did because she felt this was really important. And I think this is this whole thing about the archetype of women, and that she's so focused on that, and that, you know, people, they dismiss fat people is basically the thing. They don't see who they really are. And so I think, yes, I think she's very focused on this archetype about women and how
Right.
women really, you know, don't get necessarily the credit that is due them, but really from this angle about how you look. Because, I mean, she's clearly absolutely beautiful. I mean, she grew up in, you know, a well-to-do family, went to the best school. She's beautiful. She's thin. I mean, she has everything from that perspective. And you know, she's really kind of fighting this fight from saying, this isn't the way that it should be. It should be about who you are. It's not about how you look.
Right.
So,
Well, I can believe it. I
you
mean,
know.
because she has the design, that 52nd gate, fourth line, self-discipline, you know,
Oh, yeah.
52nd gate there, focused, 60th gate, second line, decisive, 58th gate, fourth line, on the appropriate influence, you know, and the pressure she bears in correcting this view, because here it is, the taste, you know, the insatiable, but it's a visual, you know. Fixing the pattern of behavior towards people like that. So I could get in back of that. I mean,
Right. She says, I say what I think and I stand behind what I say. And
yeah.
it's like, you know, I think that's also part of it is that, you know, she's not just flapping her mouth, right? That you know, just because of, well, the fact that she's a 2-4, okay?
Right.
I mean, you know, but that if you ask her opinion,
you're gonna get
her opinion.
Oh yes, you know? Very opinionated. I mean, and it's based on that 17th gate, second line. You know, an evolving opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, strong collaborative energy, 61st gate, third line, collaboration with others, you know, 35th gate, third line. And, you know, this is that discovery third line process of, you know, finding out the experience, collaboration, and working with others. But I think, you know, it's those 45th gates, two of them, higher principles, you know, 45-4. And she has that twice. So this is about, you know, we have to have principles and we have to live by these principles.
And I think, instead of people saying that Gwyneth Paltrow is a bitch, what you're going to find is that they say she's very principled. She has a lot of integrity. You know, I think these are the things that you're going to. And I think also this business of having this much logic. You know, the problem with that for many people is that they really turn it on themselves, right? And they're so dissatisfied with themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, again, I think because she had probably an upbringing where she was just kind of allowed to be, you know, who she was, that, you know, she doesn't have esteem problems like that. Now, she's gotten really clear, I think, that she does movies for money.
Right.
She does movies that she really feels, you know, are important movies, like The Shallow Hal is one
right.
of them. You know, she got her, you know, Academy Award for Shakespeare in Love in 1998. I mean, people had seen her in, you know, various small roles, and it was like, finally she was in a role that was big enough for her. I mean, she really is kind of magnificent. She has this kind of golden glow, you know, about her, right?
Right.
And,
well, you know, here, she's about 39 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, and she has 5 6 lines, 7 3 lines. So I think her discovery process, trial and error, evolving principles, ideals, opinions, what needs to be fixed, what needs to be corrected. I mean, it's been a real learning process for her because those 6 lines were trial and error. And when you see where they are, I mean, with its open solar plex, so not a sex symbol. There's not a lot of juice or heat.
She's actually compared to, Grace Kelly. You know, that cool blonde, right? I mean,
right.
that's really, you know.
I would have said, who's that? Katharine Hepburn type of vibe.
Yeah, cool. You know,
yeah.
And you know, yeah, definitely that's part of her thing. You know, she talks about that the three most important. You know, it's like her father died when she was about 30.
Yeah.
That time, and she was very close to her father.
Who was her father?
Blythe Danner is her mother, and Paltrow. Was
he a director?
He was
something?
A director, I believe,
yeah.
Right? And Bruce, I think Bruce Paltrow. Anyway, his death. Meeting her husband and having her first child, she said everything else doesn't really sort of matter, right? And so again, I think, you know, this whole perfected form, this whole thing about life and the real substance, I think, of
uh-huh.
life has really happened for her really in these last 10 years or so.
Yeah.
You know, and that she's really come into her own in that sense. And,
oh, yeah, no, 2 activations of the 10th gate. 3rd and 6th line, you know,
mm-hmm.
that role model, but the martyr, the trial and error about loving yourself, I think, and then, you know, loving others, and, you know, the missionary, so it's looking inward. So she does a lot of looking inward at herself.
Well, and I think, you know.
And then sharing, because that collective circuitry is about sharing what she has discovered.
And being, you know, really sort of judgmental and coming out of this.
Sort of.
Of this place of, you know, things needing to be, you know, Just so. I mean, it's like, you know, she was in Iron Man, and she wasn't going to do it. I mean, she was very hesitant about being part of this big budget project,
right?
And Downey is the one, you know, he really talked her into it. He said, this is going to be fun. It's going to be good. And then he said, don't you want to be in a movie that people see?
Uh-huh.
And she was like, whoa, what would that feel like? And he's right. Movie making is not supposed to be a masturbatory exercise. It's supposed to be shared by other people. I mean, kind of coming out of this, you know, the little theater group the intellectuals will kind of see it, to like being part of Iron Man. And, you know, basically that's the largest grossing movie that she's ever been in. And now she's, you know, she was in Iron Man 2. And so, you know, so she's loosening up, I think.
Right,
you know?
Right. Or seeing that, hey, it's not bad to be well known if, you know, if you can maintain your principles in the whole process.
Right.
And Teresa, I'm afraid we're just about out of time with Gwyneth.
Okay.
It's time to say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.